celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. You know, I admire people who can think of a need and fill it. And my first guest, Barbara Pietra from Sidekick for Pets, does just that. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So good to talk to you. And I know you've recently moved, and yeah, you're now a Coloradian. Coloradian? What are you?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. I know I'm not a Californian anymore.
You're up in the beautiful wild country of Colorado. It looks beautiful. But you know, your website, sidekickforpets.com, it shows several products, and these are all invented by you, and they're invented for the comfort and safety for our pets. So let's start with the motion absorbing car seat. This, I love the look of this, but it always looks to me like a cushy bean bag. So how does that work?
Well, it is a cushy beanbag. It's very squishy, and your dog just nestles into it, and it attaches to the, you buckle your seatbelt in the car, and it has two Velcro straps that attach to the seatbelt, and your dog just nestles in there, and then with the, I also make a seatbelt to put on your dog's harness, not a collar, but a harness. And they just nestle in there, and when you slam on the brakes and you go around corners, they don't move at all. And
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
One time I slammed on the brakes and my purse and groceries fell on the floor, and I looked over at my dog and she looked at me like, what? She hadn't moved an inch. So it definitely absorbs motion.
Well, that's good. You weren't texting, were you?
No.
Good, because you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, no. No, I don't know what I was doing, but I did come to an abrupt stop, and everything flew on the floor. And it wasn't first time, but anyway, my dog didn't move at all. So, and I also had heard back from several people that their dog no longer gets motion sickness.
Oh, that's interesting. How do you suppose that would have that effect?
I think it just absorbs a lot of the motion that comes from the movement of the car. And also, I think it's a very, they really like it, and it's a very comforting, comfortable place to sit when they're in the car.
Yeah.
So they're not afraid, and they're not sliding around, and so it takes away the fear.
Yeah, it really looks smooshy. It looks like I would like to curl up into that too. So, but I don't think I could fit. So what size dog is it best suited for?
Well, it's definitely for small dogs and medium-sized dogs. There are two sizes. And then for larger dogs, if they just lean on it, it has the same effect. So I had a lady who bought one for her boxer, and she said it worked great. So they just, you know, and I have some pictures on the website of another friend's boxer who they just lean on it, and it has the same effect.
That is amazing.
They don't have to have their whole body on it.
That is just crazy. Well, how'd you think of that anyway? I was going to ask you because it's like, to me, that's not even something that would be in my wheelhouse. I mean, how did you come up with that particular idea?
Well, I used to have a cabin up in Big Bear, and I had two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, and they wanted to be on my lap, and driving the windy roads up to the mountain, I couldn't do that. So it was too distracting. So I would put them in the back in their crates, and they would just cry the whole entire time. And then I thought about what would absorb motion. And I thought of the beanbag, and I tried different sizes of polystyrene pellets, and the one that I chose was the most effective. And it absorbed. It was very, very squishy. And they just nestled in there, and so that's how I thought of that. And they were happy as could be in the back seat, especially with the seatbelt on them. They learned that that was their spot, and they were not to be roaming around in the car.
That's amazing. Well, one of my other favorite products that you also invented is the comfortable way for us to sleep with our pets. So what was your inspiration and how does this work? What do you call this thing?
I call it the Sidekick Bed Extender, and it has it's aluminum and steel frame, and the frame slides under your mattress, and then it has a hang arm on the side, and then the basket part has a bumper, like a baby crib would have a bumper, and a faux suede cover, and then it has a real ski pillow that's a faux fur on one side and faux suede on the other side. And that attaches to the hang arm, and you can put it anywhere around the perimeter of your bed. And so your dog or your cats love it. They think they're on your bed, but they're not. And as long as they can see you, they're happy.
So visually, I'm trying to have everyone try to visualize it. This actually the hang arm that tucks underneath the mattress, right?
Right, and then the hang arm is on the side. And you can take it out, you can take the basket part, the bed part off, and you can actually use that as a car seat also. And if you want to store it and not have it, you know, if you're having company over or whatever, you can take it off and put it in your closet, the bed part, and you can just pull your coverlet over the hang arm, and you don't even know it's there.
That is brilliant. And you know I have a lab and a boxer, so what is the weight restriction? Is there hope for me?
Well, the size restriction, that's what it would be. Because for the larger size, I do have a support leg that you can buy, but Zelda fits in the larger size, the English Bulldog, same as Zelda Wisdom. And they each can hold up to 100 pounds. That's when I just stopped measuring, depending on the weight of your mattress. And if you need the support leg, you can get the support leg, but it really depends on the size of your dog. So I suggest to people that they look at their dog when their dog is sleeping, kind of curled up, and measure it and make sure that they'll fit in the 20-30 bed. That's the largest size that I'm making right now.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
I do know someone that has a Australian Shepherd that has one that loves hers. So
Our boxer Jake curls up pretty small, but the lab, forget it. He spreads out. He takes it. There's no hope for him.
Newfoundland would sit there.
Well, you know, last year you were so kind to be one of the sponsors for our cross country pet adoption tour. Get your licks on Route 66. Animal Radio helps support this every year, and the product you provided for the newly adoptive parents was kind of like a safety harness. It was really cool. People loved it. So tell us about that one. How does that work?
Well, it's actually just a seatbelt, because I know there are so many wonderful dog harnesses out there, and I didn't feel a need to manufacture a harness to go with it, but most people use harnesses for their dogs. At least I hope they do. And so it's just a seatbelt that snaps on. It has a carabiner clip that snaps onto the headrest post or onto the buckled seatbelt, and then you attach it. It has a little hook at the end, just like a leash hook, and you attach that to your dog's harness, and it keeps them from roaming around in the car.
I can't tell you how many people just loved that. As soon as they had their little adoptive dog or cat, they were so thrilled to receive that, and they said that's exactly what they needed, especially if they were leaving that day. You know, sometimes people really aren't prepared to, you know, walk in, adopt, and go out in their car. So at the very least, that clip helped them, you know, feel, you know, comfortable on the ride home. So it was a big hit. And since you're always inventing, is there anything new on the horizon for your company?
Well, I'm thinking about making steps that will attach to the bed extender. So, and maybe a dog bowl that can go inside if you have an older dog that needs to stay and spend a lot of time in bed. So there are a couple of other things that are on the horizon.
Well, that's exciting. Well, so you know who to fill in once all that thing starts taking fruition. You know who to call so that we can help share the good news with everybody.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, keep up the good work. You're always thinking, and thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
For more information, log on to sidekickforpets.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk with someone whose product is available in 43 countries. That's a lot. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Phyto-Friendly hotels and destinations where Phyto is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Phyto Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Phyto is always welcome. Go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Lorraine Walston from Woodrowware. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I am so happy. I know you're at a trade show, and I'm just so grateful that you're able to take the time to talk to us. And that's always hectic. So who inspired you to start your company, Woodrowware, and what types of products can we find online?
So Woodrow was my Rottweiler. He was 15. He had hip dysplasia and arthritis, and the inside of my house is hardwood and tile. So you can imagine that he couldn't get up and get around very well. There wasn't a solution, and so I invented one. And what I invented was essentially a sock solution with grip on the bottom, and with them on, he could stand without any struggle, and he could run. In terms of product types, what started as an indoor traction solution with seven sizes has grown. Today we offer three durability levels and 13 sizes over 2 foot shapes.
So when you discovered this, was there any other type of socks for dogs out there? I mean, this, to me, it seems like not a lot of people would automatically think socks for dogs. Why did you think of that?
Well, there was a shoe solution, but they're very heavy and they don't fit very well. And people generally know that dogs don't like them. But with Woodrow's condition, with his, you know, hips and his arthritis and his, he wasn't able to lift his leg with a 5-pound weight on it. So, I was looking for a lighter, simpler solution mm-hmm. that would help him, you know, just not break a hip and fall off of them.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, you know, once again, you saw a need and you filled it. And a lot of times people have ideas and they don't go forward with that. So, you know, congratulations on doing that. And is there a certain type of breed of dogs or ailments that are best suited for Woodrowware?
A certain type of breed, I would say all breeds. Because I have the 13 sizes, I have the 2 foot shapes. I don't care if it's a 6-pound Chihuahua or a 240-pound, you know, St. Bernard or Bull Mastiff. I don't care if it's the Greyhound or the Poodle, you know, shape foot. I can go miniature on there. I can go standard size on there. I can fit them all. And so what breed is best is the breed that needs help.
Yes, that's amazing. Do you have any that are any product that's more of a top seller for you?
It would depend on what you say, what you mean by top seller, but, you know, we have 11 color choices, designs and color options. So, you know, there's fun seasonal stuff and those go at different times. Right now we're selling a lot of flag socks. In terms of the durability, as the summer heats up and people are at the beach or hiking or camping or jogging, now our newest product, the reinforced foot, you know, is becoming very popular. You know, it just depends on what's going on and what they're looking for.
Yeah, well, it's nice that you have seasonal options, because it's an idea that you can actually make this available, but it's another one to really go after us humans who we like. We're the ones that are buying it, so, you know, we kind of like that eye candy. And, you know, I read on your website, woodrowware.com, that there are several testimonials from your customers, and I was wondering if there's any one testimony that stands out in your mind that you'd like to share with our listeners today.
You know, probably the one that made me laugh was the lady that wrote about her dog hadn't been to the main part of the house for a couple of years. There were some stairs involved, and the dog couldn't do it anymore. So the dog was confined away from the family most of the time. And, you know, because it had been so long, when she found the socks, she put them on the dog, and the dog stood right up, and the dog could do the stairs, and the dog joined them in the family room again. Like, they cried. They all cried, but it was happy tears. But she said, it only cost me a whole chicken. Encouraged the dog with the chicken because he hadn't been there in so long. But it was kind of funny to hear how she told that story.
That is funny. That is really cute. Well, you know, thank you for all you do for our animal friends. And thank you for taking the time to talk with me. I know you're busy at the trade show. So thanks again for taking the time. Take care.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
For more information, log on to woodrowware.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.